Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday lives. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
What am I trying to hide? And why do I keep on waiting when I know it's on the other side? It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin here and friends, and today we've got another day with my lovely wife, Lisa.
Hello, I'm glad to be here today.
Yep, so, man, we had a powerful program yesterday, you know, kicking around some of the stuff from the book Bait of Satan by John Bevere. We talked about offense, you know, just different ideas that we had about it and so forth. And I think it's just an amazing thing to be able to learn and recognize these traps that the devil sets for us. The enemy is real, guys. You know, John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus has come that we might have life. Well, how do we have that life? We have to first understand that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? So he is coming at us, and one of the greatest tools that he uses is offense. And so today I wanted to talk about one of the greatest weapons that we have to come against offense, and that is the grace of God.
Oh, that's so good.
We need to walk in the grace of God.
Yes, in Romans 5:17, it tells us clearly that those who receive an abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life. When we reign in life, we reign over sin, we reign over offense, we reign over any forms of evil.
Yeah, I mean, I can remember just finding God's grace in my own life. And, you know, it's that whole hymn, you know, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, it saved a wretch like me. Yeah, I was a wretch. And then I found the grace of God. I was lost, and then I was found, and Jesus came into my life. I met him, I believed in him, and I called on his name, and he changed my whole world. I found the grace of God in my life.
And I found the grace of God in my life as well.
You were raised in the grace
of
God.
Now, I actually was basically Laura Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie. Yeah. She was my idol. I mean, honestly, I didn't live in that kind of atmosphere or anything, but pretty much it's like I was raised in a Christian home. I never did drugs. I never did alcohol. I would get my mouth washed out with soap if I even sang a song that maybe had a somewhat sort of bad word in it. Like I missang a song once and my mom washed my mouth out with soap. So I was walking the straight and narrow at a very young
age. That's funny.
But I still needed God's grace because obviously
nobody's
it doesn't matter
perfect.
How good I am, I'm never going to be good enough.
Right,
without Jesus and the righteousness of God inside me, that's the only way that I can be good enough.
Yeah, I think when we look at our lives under the lens of grace, it's I'm not perfect. I'm just what?
Forgiven.
So, yeah, and then if we look at this in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, I'm going to read that out of the NIV. It says, for it is by grace that you've been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. You know, I think one of the biggest things that we have to learn, you know, is that we're walking around and we're being beaten up by the world, we're being, you know, brutalized by people, by relationships, and, you know, it's by grace that you've been saved. You know, if you can lock into this thing that we're talking about that is grace, you can be saved. If you can put faith in Jesus, his grace will come into your life in a powerful way. You know, grace is defined as unmerited
favor.
Right.
And we talked about favor last week, and it was just, it's amazing that that's part of the gifts of when we receive Jesus is we receive his righteousness, we receive the favor, we walk in all the fullness of everything that God had for Jesus, he has for us as well.
Yeah, I think grace has kind of been lost in our world. As we look around, you don't see grace a lot. You don't see people, you know, operating in forgiveness and blessing people and, you know, the grace of God just flowing out of everybody all around us, it's kind of lost. People don't have faith in Jesus or his finished work on the cross, many of them. So they're running around and they're brutalized, they're offended, they're hurt and wounded, and they've been caught in all the traps of the devil, and the enemy has blinded them so that they can't see what the grace of God is, and they need our help, I think, and they need your help out there, everybody who's listening, to find the grace of God in their life.
And the biggest way I feel that we can show them the grace of God is through love and through acceptance and through receiving them as they are and not trying to change someone. You can run into someone and you can see that they may not be dressed appropriately, which is according to the godly standard or whatever, but it's like, love them where they're at, and God will fix anything that needs to be fixed. You just got to trust that he can handle it, and you don't need to try and fix them yourselves. Just walk in love and walk in grace.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things when it comes to grace that we need to help people to understand, Lisa, is that God's not mad at us. I think so many people think God is angry with them, that they didn't do right in their life, they didn't live a certain way, they didn't say the right things or live the best life up to this point. Wherever you're at, I just want you to know that the grace of God is God's unmerited favor, meaning unmerited, meaning you can't earn it, you don't deserve it, but he gives it to you anyway, because God is love, and love does that. Love covers sin. It brings you to a place where you can know and understand that God isn't upset with you. He loves you, and he's for you, you know, and that his wrath for sin was poured out on Jesus on the cross. That's what we've got
to
remember.
There's so many people that I've invited to come to church, and they'll say, oh, I don't know, the walls might fall, or lightning might strike me if I come in, thinking that God's going to knock them down because they're not good enough, you know? But we're not about legalism, and we're not about laws and rules. And Jesus came to abolish the law. Jesus washed that away because of his righteousness. We can just come freely to him, and we don't have to be worried about all these things that we did wrong, that we're not good enough to come into church. God accepts us as we are, and he's willing to love us the way we are because of Jesus.
Yeah, I think we have to always remember, you know, that when we're going, if we're going to walk in grace, because that's really kind of what we wanted to talk about today, walking in a life of grace, you have to do that by accepting the gift of salvation, you know, which is giving your life to Jesus and allowing Jesus into your life. See, grace was actually released at the cross. Okay, a lot of people are like, you know, why was the cross so important? Because that's where God, you know, placed all of his anger, all of his wrath for every wrongdoing that was ever going to happen on the planet. It was placed on Jesus. And in 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. You see, if we're going to walk in grace, we have to understand that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by faith.
That's right.
It's not by your works, lest anyone should boast, but you've got to be able to operate by faith, believing that God has set you free from all of that sin.
He became a curse so that we could be free. He became sin so we could be free from sin and free from sickness. And it's the grace of God that we can be walking in divine health and healing.
Yeah.
Also as well, because there's so many people out there that are just dealing with back pain and headaches and just all kinds of sickness and ailment. And Jesus took all of that, so we don't have to walk in that. We just need to receive it. But we need to speak it over our lives. By his stripes we were healed, and confess the word of God over our lives. Because not only should you believe in the Lord, but you also need to speak it out of your mouth. Speak the word of God out of your mouth and receive your healing through your words.
Yeah, we have got to, through grace, understand how to speak life over people, over situations. I know yesterday we were talking about being offended, and we said you have to be willing to overlook the offense. And to overlook that means you got to speak contrary to what you're actually feeling in that moment. You've got to take a step outside of yourself and allow Christ to live through you and actually show you his grace for people, okay? Because you can't love people that are offensive in your grace. You know what I mean? You don't have enough grace for them, but God does. And if you can see them through God's eyes, if you can look to them and say, I want to have your heart, God, for that person, even in the midst of their offensiveness and their lack of grace or their, you know, unholy attitude or whatever it is they're doing, if you can look to them and say, God, I want to have grace for that person in my life, and I want to give them unmerited favor just like you've given me unmerited favor. In spite of myself, I'm going to look at them and I'm going to give them grace and favor in their lives in spite of themselves. They don't deserve it, but we don't deserve it either. So, you know, the Bible says, who has been forgiven much should forgive much. You know, whoever's right. been given grace needs to give even more grace to those around them. And I think if we can learn to walk in grace and understand who we are in Christ, we can see people's lives changed and transformed, because they're going to look at us and they're going to go, there's something different about them. I don't know why, but, you know, I'm attracted to something in them, and it's really the love of God, which flows through and from grace that they're receiving from us. And they know they're acting like crazy.
Right.
They know they're being, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? They know they're being unacceptable in their behavior towards you. And when you react differently, they want you to react like in anger. They
right.
they want you to get upset. They want you to get mad at them. But when you don't, they're like, whoa, something different about them. They recognize that you have God's grace for them in your life, and it catches them off guard, really. I mean, I think people a lot of times expect us to react to them in a way that is like religious.
And judgment.
They're used and to come being at judged. Them like, oh, you're a church person. You can't have grace.
Right.
You know, everybody I know is, you know, legalistic and rules and all of that, you know?
That's one of the things I love about God's Rock, because we let people come in and we're happy to have them with tattoos, with long hair, with ripped up clothes, however they come. It's like, hey, we're excited to see you here. We want this to be an atmosphere where you feel like you're accepted and you don't have to get cleaned up and you don't have to quit smoking and quit and get rid of your tattoos or whatever. You know, as a matter of fact, Jesus had tattoos.
Yeah, right.
King of Kings and Lord of Lords is tattooed on his thighs.
That's great. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that there's a lot of unique ways that God is trying to get us to use his grace to reach out into the world. And God's Rock, in case you guys who are listening don't know, is actually our rock and metal service that we have every first Saturday of the month here at Lighthouse Christian Church. And we get together and we have a little bit of rock music, and, you know, it's, you know, God-themed. And then we rock out, and then we have a relevant message, and we just share about the Lord, and we reach people that normally wouldn't come to church.
It's a comfortable environment, and it doesn't make you feel like you have to wear certain clothes or dress a certain way or speak a certain way and be all proper and churchy. You can
sure.
just come in and love Jesus and just be comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, let's kind of flip back on that whole religion versus relationship thing. You said,
yeah, religion is a bunch of rules and regulations.
Right?
Religion says you have to pray this many minutes a day, and you have to make sure that you keep your hat on when you sing a song, or when you or take your hat off when you sing a song, or you say a prayer. That's not good. You're wearing a hat. God's not going to answer your prayer. That's just so disrespectful if you have a hat
right,
on.
Right, right.
And it's like, relationship with Jesus is like, I doubt Jesus really cares if I'm wearing a hat. If I'm seeking his face and I'm praying,
your heart's truly after him.
Do you really think he minds that I have a hat on?
I don't know.
Do you think that keeps him from hearing my prayers that I'm wearing
no,
a hat on my head?
Absolutely not.
So that would be religion versus relationship. Also, I mean, I want to pray and I want to spend time with the Lord, but if I don't say a prayer or if I don't pray for 30 minutes a day, that doesn't hinder my relationship with the Lord. God loves me just the way I am, regardless of whether I'm doing this or not. I want to do it, and we should. We should want to have a relationship with God, and we should want to spend time with him. But he doesn't try and whip us into shape and we're not cursed or thrown down as a bad person because we're not doing these certain things.
Yeah, I think that grace is actually the byproduct of God himself being love, you know, and he commended his love towards us that while we were sinners, it says Christ died for us. So if we're out there and we're sinners and his love for us was so powerful that Jesus came and died for us when we didn't even care about God, imagine how much more how God is just so excited when somebody says, I'm going to allow you to be a part of my life, God. I want to talk to you. I want to know you. I want to be with you in this life that we're doing. And that's when the grace of God and the blessing and the favor that follows the grace of God begins to flow into your life. And you see people who come to know Jesus and they really, they fall into grace and favor, and you see their whole lives changed and transformed, just like mine was 33 years ago. I met Jesus, and I've never been the same since.
You were a different person. Like, how were you? Were Friday night, you were Friday at work, selling drugs, cussing like a sailor, looking like a weirdo.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you probably still look like a weirdo on Monday.
Yeah, right. But I didn't change much of my physical appearance on Monday.
You look like a weirdo. But anyway, but then you come back Monday talking about, yeah, I don't do drugs. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not selling
I have
that.
Jesus now.
Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah. I give my heart to the Lord, and they started calling you preacher man or Reverend Rad.
That's so funny. It's really true, though. It really happened that way. The grace of God changed and transformed my whole life in one weekend. It really did.
You were writing
lyrics. I never looked back.
You literally came up with Christian lyrics from a song inside of a portalette. You saw someone wrote some bad things on the bathroom of the portalette, and you came back with these Christian lyrics like, I just came up with a song. I was just in the portalette, and I saw this song written on the portalette, and I just turned it totally around, like, love Jesus. He's our Savior. And it was just so cool how you were just so fired up for the Lord, and it's like, oh, my gosh, you just went to a portalette, and now you're coming out with Christian lyrics? How is this
That's
possible?
That's really nice, hon. Really good. Yeah, a turn the light on moment with Pastor Kevin at the portalette.
Hey. This is real. This is
God meets you everywhere, doesn't he?
Yes, and it's the grace of God.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess what we're really saying out there, guys, is that you need to allow God's grace to be a part of your life, and that is through the cross. That's through accepting by faith that Jesus paid all the price for all your sin, that God's not mad at you anymore. He's not looking at you with disappointment. He's not, you know, wishing you would do better. He knows you, and he knew the way you were going to be before you were even born, and yet Jesus died for you. Because, you know, you can't sit here and go, well, God's, you know, I gave all my sins to God and he forgave them, but then I committed some more sins, so now God's disappointed in me. You know, when Jesus died on the cross for each and every one of you, all of your sins were future sins to him.
Exactly.
So he forgave your sins at that moment, even before you had committed them, and he extended to you the grace of God. And in that grace is all the power of the blood of Jesus to wash you and to cleanse you free from all of your unrighteousness, from all of your sin, from all of your sickness and disease. God wants to heal you through his grace. God wants to deliver you from demonic power through his grace. So we're really believing that each and every one of you will hear this message and begin to recognize and realize that, you know what, God has actually done everything for you that he's ever going to do. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, it is finished. And his grace was released to the entire world. And now God is just standing back in faith, believing that each and every one of us are going to receive the gift of his son. And then through that, walk in the grace that he has given us and see the power of God released in our lives.
It's not a bunch of rules and regulations. It's walking in the fullness of everything that Jesus has for us. It's walking in his love. It's walking in his freedom. We're free from sin because of the grace. Jesus became a curse on the cross when he hung on the tree. He took all our curses. He took all our infirmities. He took all our sickness so that we can walk in health. We can walk in the freedom. We can walk in love. And we can walk in all the fullness of everything the Lord has for us. It's so exciting. It makes you just want to run out and tell everyone. It's like if someone hands you $1 million and you're going to run around and tell everybody about it. Like, hey, I got all this money here. I'm ready to spend it. You want to help me spend it? That's how it is. It's like the righteousness of God is so amazing. Like Jesus' righteousness inside us is just better than $1 million.
It is. It's way more powerful than that.
It's eternity. It's eternity with him, and it's the fullness of everything. God, we're having a relationship with God. It's exciting to know that we can have a one-on-one relationship with the Lord and speak to him every day. And it's he just directs our path, and he guides us, and he shows us everything. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I always like that one scripture says, this is a grace of God. It is to believe on the one of whom God sent. And I think that if we can really, truly begin to understand just how powerful grace is, we can walk free from offense. We can walk free from hurt, pain, sickness, disease, demonic control in our life. We can see the victory that Jesus has purchased for us if we can look at it through the lens of God's grace and walk in that grace every day of our lives. Choose to see the world through the lens of grace. You know, not only that we've received grace, but we have the ability to give grace to others in their lives and not hold their sins against them, because God's not holding their sins against them.
We can see them through the eyes of Jesus, through love. And we can see them without judging them. We can just look at them, and just God's love pours out of us onto them and just shows them, hey, he is so real. You just need to experience Jesus.
Yeah.
Just one glimpse of his glory, and you will never be the same.
Yeah, the world has this view of God that the church has painted, that religion has painted, and it's a total false representation of God. God is a God of grace, a God of love, a God of mercy and forgiveness and peace. He's not some big angry guy in the sky that's ready to beat you with a stick every time that you mess up. He is there to comfort you. He wants to hold you and be there for you in your life. If you would just simply turn to Jesus today, he will, through his grace, reveal his power and love and strength to you in a way that you could never imagine. So, you know what? Give it to God. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. It's Kevin and Lisa, my wife, Lisa Radlin, has been here with us today. It's been really cool hanging out with you today, hon, talking about grace and walking in grace. Yesterday we talked about offense, and I think they go hand in hand. And we have to learn to use the grace of God as a weapon against the enemy, against darkness in this world. We have to learn to walk in it, and it's not easy to walk in grace, is it?
No, it isn't. It's a lot easier to walk in judgment, but yeah, the right thing to do is
it
to
is
walk
the
in
right
grace.
Thing. You know, we're all working on it. I get it. You know, we're all trying to do what's right, trying to live our lives according to what God would tell us to do, but we have this sinful nature. We have this sinful flesh, and it wants to rise up, and it wants to do its own thing. But read that scripture that we were talking about on the break in Hebrews for us.
Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need."
Yeah, I love that. You see, God wants us to understand grace so well that we can actually approach Him with confidence. His throne is a throne of grace. So God sits on grace. Jesus is grace. God is love. And in that love, you know, God is saying, come and be a part of what I have to offer in the world. And that is, come through the throne of grace with confidence, knowing who you are, that Jesus has made you the righteousness of God, that you through grace have been made a son and daughter of the King. You've been adopted. You've been brought into His kingdom, and it's a kingdom of grace. So not only do you get to live in grace, but you get to give grace to those around you. So I'm going to kick it back over to you, Lisa, and why don't you pray us out of the program, and let's just pray that people would truly be able to find this amazing gift of grace.
Thank you, Father, for your amazing grace. Thank you, Lord, that you sent Jesus to die on the cross so that we could receive this grace. And we thank you, Father, that the people that are listening, if they haven't received you, that they would accept you as their Savior. And I just thank you, Father, that we walk in love, that we walk in grace, that we walk in peace, that you are the Prince of Peace, and you bring us the peace that surpasses all understanding, that you give us joy, and that you strengthen us as we walk through the day, that we walk in your divine health and healing, and that we have all that you've called us to be. We are all that you've called us to be, and we walk in your righteousness and in your grace. And we just give you glory and honor.
And Lord, let us have grace for those around us, those who have offended us, those who have maybe mistreated us. Give us the ability to walk in your power and your grace and to bring forgiveness to the table for each and every person that has been hurtful to us in our lives. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Hey guys, thanks again for listening. This is Kevin and Lisa at Turn the Light On.
Bye-bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.